It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president on Tuesday announced that he's ordered the Justice Department to issue regulations banning so-called bump stocks, devices that convert semi-automatic guns into automatic weapons, like those used last year in the Las Vegas mass shooting.
This week, I will be holding a number of discussions with students, local leaders, and law enforcement to develop concrete steps that we can take to secure our schools, safeguard our students, and protect our communities. School safety is a top priority for my administration. That is why, when governors from across the nation visit the White House next week, we will be discussing at great length what the federal and state governments can do to keep our students safe. This includes implementing common sense security measures and addressing mental health issues, including better coordination between federal and state law enforcement to take swift action when there are warning signs. In addition, after the deadly shooting in Las Vegas, I directed Attorney General to clarify whether certain bump stock devices, like the one used in Las Vegas, are illegal under current law. That process began in December, and just a few moments ago, I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. I expect that these critical regulations will be finalized, Jeff, very soon. The key in all of these efforts, as I said in my remarks the day after the shooting, is that we cannot merely take actions that make us feel like we are making a difference. We must actually make a difference.
On Monday, Trump signaled that he was open to supporting legislation that would modestly improve the national gun background check system. And on Tuesday night, he posted on Twitter that Democrats and Republicans, quote, must now focus on strengthening background checks. In Tallahassee, Florida, on Tuesday, the Republican-controlled State House rejected an effort to immediately consider a bill to ban large-capacity magazines and the type of assault rifles used in last week's attack, even as students from Stoneman Douglas High School watched from the gallery. The party-line vote was on an unusual procedural motion offered by a Democrat, and Republican leaders were critical of the effort to force a vote. They said they'd consider other gun control bills before the session ends in March, but none of those measures is expected to go as far as banning assault rifles. Quinnipiac is out with a new poll, including a section on guns, finding American voters support stricter gun laws 66-31%, the highest level of support ever measured by the poll. Support for universal background checks is at 97%, including among gun owners. Support for gun control and other questions is at its highest level since the Quinnipiac University poll began focusing on this issue in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre. 67-29% for a nationwide ban on the sale of assault weapons, 83-14% for a mandatory waiting period for all gun purchases. It's too easy to buy a gun in the U.S. today, American voters say, 67-3%. If more people carried guns, the U.S. would be less safe, voters say, 59-33%. And Congress needs to do more to reduce gun violence, voters say, 75-17%. Stricter gun control would do more to reduce gun violence in schools, 40% of the voters say, while 34% say metal detectors would do more, and only 20% say armed teachers are the answer. In the first White House press briefing in a week, Sarah Sanders attempted to rewrite history, claiming the president has been strong in response to Russian meddling in the 2016 elections.
The president hasn't said that Russia didn't meddle. What he's saying is it didn't have an impact, and it certainly wasn't with help from the Trump campaign. It's very clear that Russia meddled in the election. It's also very clear that it didn't have an impact on the election, and it's also very clear that the Trump campaign didn't collude with the Russians in any way for this process to take place.
Here's the thing. Mr. Trump has said that Russia didn't meddle. He said it as a candidate, he said it as president-elect, and he said it as president.
But there was more in the briefing, as Sanders claimed Trump was tougher on Russia in 1 year than Obama was in 8.
President Trump and the administration have made it clear that interference in our elections will have consequences, and we're going to continue to impose consequences in response to Russian cyber attacks. Just last week, we called out Russia by name. It was one of the first times that you've seen something like that take place. We're going to continue doing things like that.
The president hasn't even criticized Vladimir Putin about this. He hasn't even called out Putin. He criticized Obama. He criticized the FBI. He didn't even criticize Vladimir Putin.
He has been tougher on Russia in the first year than Obama was in 8 years combined. He's imposed sanctions. He's taken away properties. He's rebuilt our military. He has done a number of things to put pressure on Russia and to be tough on Russia. Just last week, there was an incident that will be reported in the coming days in another way that this president was tough on Russia. I got
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll visit NicoleSandler.com/donate. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help.